I have learned that Heavenly Father's plan for us is fabulous. That what we do in this life really matters. And that the Savior's atonement is what makes our Father's plan possible.
Welcome to a new year of LDS Real People, Real Lives podcast. Thank you for joining us. And if you're new, welcome. Why tithing? Why would God command us to pay tithing? Does God really need our money? What's the purpose? How does this help him? And how does this help us? How does it bless our lives? What do we learn from abiding by the law of tithing? And what do our latter-day prophets and leaders and good teachers say about it? Elder Neil Anderson gave a talk back in October of 2023 in General Conference, and that talk is titled, Tithing, Opening the Windows of Heaven. And he says this in there, with all the Lord gives to us, he has asked us to return to him and his kingdom on earth, 10% of our increase. He has promised us that as we are honest in our tithes, he will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He has promised us that he will protect us from evil. And these promises are so certain, the Lord declares, prove me now herewith, a phrase found nowhere else in the scriptures but when quoting Malachi. And I'm going to read those verses now. Malachi chapter 3, 10 through 11. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. These two verses have been a blessing to me. I have shared a story before, but it's been some time, so I'll share it again because it was so long ago. When my husband and I were first looking to get back into church, well, for me, it was getting back to church, and this was back around 2011, 2012, when he and I first met, was August of 2011. We, of course, came across the lesson about tithing with the missionaries. Now, being a young mom, I had my kids when I was 19 and 21, providing for the kids pretty much all on my own. Money has always been really tight, and every dollar, every dime has mattered to the survival of our little family before we met my husband. My kids were 17 and 19, so one had been out of school for a couple years, the other finishing his senior year. As we contemplated being obedient to the law of tithing, which is a very old law that the Lord has given to us and required of his people, we really wanted to be able to pay tithing, especially on a recent commission that I had made, which was very large. I had been in sales for over 20 years, and because the commission check, the amount was large, and if we had paid the requisite 10% on that amount, it would have represented a few thousand dollars. So we were very hesitant at that time. Again, this was over 10 years ago, to pay tithing because it was going to be a few thousand dollars. Again, my kids had always relied on me for all of their needs. And we were just getting up and going here in Ventura, looking at getting married, making the necessary changes and accommodations such as jobs, housing, etc., what type of salary we would need, and making these very hard decisions. And so every dollar needed to be accounted for. But as we were studying the scriptures, in particular the scripture supporting tithing, we were also attending church and meeting with the missionaries. We had a very strong desire to pay tithing, even though we still had this very strong sense of fear. It was probably two trains that were neck to neck, you know, traveling right next to each other. And just as much as we desired to be faithful in this commandment, we also were fearful. Now, during this time, I wasn't strapped always. But again, because of my life and where I had come from, I had always felt the responsibility and the burden to make sure that I was spending the money responsibly, that I was being a good steward, which you couldn't spend your money any better way than tithing, especially by being a good steward. But it was my responsibility to make sure that the money stretched every month and that everyone's needs were met. And we always seem to have unexpected expenses. And then, of course, just the regular demands of life. I'll never forget when I finally received my commission check. I just so happened to be out of town. I was visiting family and had immediately written the tithing check as soon as I got my commission check. The next day I traveled home. I called my bishop, who's a very good friend of ours, and told him that I wanted to get this to him immediately and drop the check off. It was like having a hot potato in my hand. When I got to his home, I left it in his mailbox because he was not there, and texted him, please cash it quickly and do it swiftly. I felt so stressed at paying this tithing at that amount. But at the same time, it felt so good to be obedient and to serve the Lord in this way, which has always been sort of a challenge for me. It felt so good to do the things that I know brings the Lord joy and pleasure when we each believe in Him, when we choose Him and desire to serve Him in all of our ways. When I remember specifically from that experience is not much in details as far as blessings are concerned, other than feelings of a great love and devotion for me and my husband from a loving Savior and Heavenly Father who were so overjoyed by the faith that we had exerted. I remember many blessings came our way that helped us both temporally and spiritually, especially in our relationship as we dealt with a lot of challenges and still do, but more on the mental health spectrum than anything else. I will never forget the distinct feeling that the heavens were open and God was very much paying attention to our needs in great detailed care. The peace and comfort from this feeling that comes through the Spirit, it testifies to you that these things are just utterly undeniable. And I was very grateful for that. And I will never, ever forget it. It's one of the biggest reasons why I work very hard at paying tithing to this day. I'm still not perfect. However, I do my darndest. And I know that the Lord accepts my efforts. There's always room for improvement. And I give myself that grace through the atonement of Jesus Christ. I look forward to getting better and better at it as my life was on. As with other parts of the gospel, you know, we're always working at becoming better at tithing, you know, saying our prayers, going to the temple. And sometimes we'll become lax in those areas and we need to refocus on those areas. And so that's what I'm looking to do. I truly believe in the mercy and grace that comes from Christ as we are here and learning to not necessarily be perfect as much as to be better today than we were yesterday. As Neil L. Anderson testifies to us, trust in the Lord's timing and the blessings always come. So what else does the Lord promise by our faithfulness and exerting it through our obedience to this particular law? I wanted to share a story that Elder Anderson had shared in his talk. And it starts like this. The blessings of tithing come in many ways. In 1998, I accompanied then Elder Henry B. Eyring to a large church meeting in the Utah area, now known as Silicon Slopes, a community of great innovation and technology. It was a time of growing prosperity, and Elder Eyring cautioned the saints about comparing what they had with others and wanting more. I will always remember his promise that as they paid an honest tithe, their desire for more material possessions would diminish. And within 2 years, sure enough, the technology bubble burst. Many lost their jobs and companies struggled during this time of financial adjustment. Those who followed the counsel of Elder Eyring were blessed. In my own personal life, as I have acquired things in my compensation, the money that I had made, it grew over the years. And I always felt like I had to get bigger and better. Bigger and better homes, bigger and better cars, bigger and better jobs, bigger and better salaries, bonuses, bigger and better everything. And then I recall a time in my life, in my early 40s, thinking to myself, when does this stop? When does the stress of this kind of drive stop? And as I came back in the church and started to pay tithing in about 2012, I found that what Elder Anderson testified about in October of 2023 was true. As I paid my tithing, the things of the world became less desirable to me than the things of the Lord. And what a relief it was. Now I didn't live this perfectly, you know, even having this experience. Mind you, as a mom, I want to help my children in the way that I can that would be wise. And oftentimes helping them can be very expensive. So have I always been good at putting the Lord first? No, I haven't. And it's something that I've repented of and continue to repent as I struggle with relying on the Lord and His perfect solutions versus relying on my own knowledge and wisdom, which of course is fallen, and knowing how things are going to roll out, which can be a comfort. But this is a false sense of comfort because we know that when the Lord provides blessings and direction in our life, it's going to be the best scenario for us to have joy and to receive the blessings that await us. Remember, He has the manual to us. We can tap into that manual through prayer, fasting, reading the scriptures, obedience, looking to Him in all things, doubt not, fear not. What I have found by putting the Lord first and not so much emphasis on the things of the world is that the stress has lessened. The worry that keeps me up most nights has lessened, and the perception of all these things that I needed to have has lessened. Allow me to share these verses, and they have been very helpful to me about putting things in priority in my life and perspective. And that's 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 19 through 21. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And I take this literally. Paying tithing has helped put my heart in the right place. Please remember, I'm not here to toot my own horn. There is nothing to toot. I just do my hardest to live the gospel of Jesus Christ, not perfectly in my life, but as good as I can, and receive the blessings that He has for me and my husband and my family. And that's what I'm here to testify of. In no way am I a perfect person when it comes to these principles of the gospel. I am here sharing my struggles and the things that I've gone through and how I've used the gospel of Jesus Christ to reconcile hardships in these trials that we inevitably face, in the hopes that the Spirit can impress upon you how these experiences and this testimony that I share can help you in your life, or even enlighten your mind in some way to continue on that path and stay true to the Lord. So what are some other blessings that have been promised to us when we abide this old law of tithing unto the Lord? And I continue to remind you and myself that this is an old law because it's one that's going to be of the greatest blessings to us in our life. Remember, God gives us commandments so that we might be blessed and have joy. So some ways that we can be blessed by abiding the law of tithing is, number one, it helps us to develop our faith, the kind of faith that's great enough to live the higher law. Elder Eyring teaches, to live in the celestial kingdom, we must live the law of consecration. There we must be able to feel that all we are and all we have belong to God. So it's this great faith that is created and developed in us when we pay our tithing. Number two, when we pay our tithes to the church, our Heavenly Father does pour out blessings upon us. Anyone who has consistently paid a full tithe knows that is true. The blessings are sometimes spiritual and sometimes temporal. They're given in the Lord's time and according to what He knows is best for us. As those blessings come, our faith is increased that God is the source of everything that's good in our lives. And it becomes easier to see that consecration simply recognizes the truth that all of God's creations are His. It makes us feel gratitude that He asks only 10% of what He has already given to us, so we are better prepared to live the law of consecration when it will be asked of us. The third way that we are blessed by paying tithing is that all of us who have paid a consistent full tithe feel greater confidence in asking God for what we and our family's needs are, how to meet those needs. He has promised blessings even greater than we can receive when we have been faithful to our covenant to pay our tithes. So one of the great blessings of tithing is confidence in what the future holds. This is something that I need, and I think this is something we all need. Whatever our circumstances may be, things will work out for the best. And as we keep our promises, He will keep His. A feeling of peace is one of the greatest blessings of paying a full tithe. Those who have kept the commandment of tithing can testify that the blessing of peace is real and it's precious. The fourth way that paying tithing blesses us is that those who pay tithing feel an increase in their love of God and of all God's children. That increase of love comes from understanding how the Father uses the tithes we offer to bless people in this world and for our eternity. You know, when we put things in perspective and remember that we all are children of Heavenly Father and that we are a family, when we pay our tithing, it truly blesses us with that love and that ability to look beyond ourselves and to serve those around us, to share that joy and that happiness and that peace that the Spirit of God gives to us. And the fifth way that we are blessed when we pay tithing is that tithing unlocks spiritual confidence, which makes a host of other spiritual blessings possible, such as spiritual sensitivity, revelation, gratitude, and charity, which are all needed to make it back home. Isn't this a great describer of how the celestial kingdom will be? So, how do our dollars help the Lord? How does He put it to good use? Our giving sacrifice. The tithing helps the Lord to build temples, and temples are places where families can be sealed for eternity. It helps us to send the gospel to people everywhere, helps Him relieve hunger and suffering in His own way through His servants, and to educate church members everywhere. I'm sure there's a lot more that is done that we're not aware of too. But it's so important, and I know that this money also helps with the missionary program. So as you pay tithing, you will see God. Just think on that a moment. This is a promise that is made to us. As you pay tithing, you will see God. Will we see God like the brother of Jared in the Book of Mormon when they needed light? Or will we see God like Joseph Smith when he prayed to know which church was the true church here on earth? And the Church of Jesus Christ. I believe it will be more like seeing Him in the intricate details of our days. And then it's up to the Spirit to show us more and His divine wisdom. But the promise is still, we will see God and know Him. Therefore, we can have confidence in Him. As the latter days ramp up and ready for the return of our King, Jesus Christ, just reflect on what this knowledge means to you. Are you standing in awe? We should all be standing in awe of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all of the promises and blessings that He offers us. I want to share one more story from Elder Anderson's talk. He says, I met a 12-year-old Charlotte near the city in France I cannot pronounce in 1990 while serving as a mission president. And her family's last name, I cannot pronounce it. I'm sorry, it's French. The family were a faithful family living in an apartment with 8 children. They had a picture of the Savior and of the prophet on the wall. In the interview for her patriarchal blessing, I asked Charlotte if she paid an honest tithe. And she responded, yes, President Anderson. My mother has taught me that there are temporal blessings and spiritual blessings that come from paying our tithing. My mother taught me that if we always pay our tithing, we will want for nothing. And President Anderson, we want for nothing. In giving me permission to share her story, Charlotte, now 45 and sealed in the temple, commented, my testimony of tithing was very real at that time, and it is even stronger now. I am deeply grateful for this commandment. As I live it, I continue to be abundantly blessed. I also see blessings from paying tithing for Charlotte, that it helped her to remain faithful to the Lord. We have a lot of examples of how tithing blesses people's lives. Focus on those and focus on doing what you can in your life. We want to pay a full tithe and be committed to that on a monthly basis. Start wherever you are and commit to yourself and the Lord that you will do better as the months tick on, okay? Just start wherever you are. If you're struggling with your ability to pay tithing, I want to share a story that's from my own personal life of a gentleman that I will call Ralph. Now, this wonderful brother was taking the discussions, and my husband and I were brought in to help the missionaries teach him, as we were ward missionaries at the time. And his financial situation had really turned for the worst. It was not a good situation. He was living alone, and his health started to take a turn for the worst as well. Now, when we had met him, he had a lot of issues, health issues, especially with his back. And he had a hard time wanting to be baptized at first because he had all of these questions and he needed all these answers before he could make a decision. But gratefully, as we moved on in our lessons working with Ralph, he was able to work that through and find that he just needed the testimony of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, as he continued to charge forward in his learning and reading. So fast forward, he had been baptized, he had been active, coming to church when he could. He was relegated to like a wheelchair when he came. And sometimes it was hard for him to find rides to get him in his wheelchair to church. But this was a man that knew and felt the truth of the gospel and what it had to offer. And he embraced it wholly and fully once he got over that little hump. And still to this day, he does. But he had run into a problem of being able to pay tithing. And he so desperately wanted to pay tithing. He wanted to be obedient in all the ways that he was taught to be obedient and the opportunities that he was given to fulfill these commandments from the Lord. However, his financial situation made it so that he felt like he couldn't pay tithing because he was in the hole every month between his rent, his co-pays for his medications, and his other necessary bills. Now, we were working with him through this, and there was, I remember, a couple of visits that we had, and this was long ago, like 2013, 2014, that we would go over there with the missionaries, and I would just have these very urgent promptings from the Spirit to tell him to go ahead and pay the tithing, and if he found himself, you know, running out of money by the end of the month, that there was help, and to go talk to the bishop about it. So I hadn't seen him in a few weeks and was able to follow up with the missionaries, found out that he started to pay tithing and that he was working with the bishop on that. And what the details are, I have not a clue, as is appropriate. But he started to pay tithing and he was working that out, getting his tithing paid every month. And his situation didn't necessarily change as far as his body was concerned and the ailments of his body. But there was somebody who had come into his life that could move in, be a roommate who happened to be a woman, not of the faith, help to pay rent so that could release some of those funds for him to meet his other needs and pay tithing. But not only did she move in, she also took over the caring for the home and the cooking. Now, when I met him, he was eating beans out of a can and having very simple meals. And he did not want help with that. We would bring him food, but he did not want help with cooking or preparing the food. And when this woman moved in, she had taken over that role as well as providing him with good, healthy meals. So his life had been blessed tremendously by the faith that he had given the Lord, by paying his tithing even when it was hard. And I'm so grateful for this example because I always go back to his example whenever we struggle and things are tight around here. I always have this perfect example to remember of how the heavens were open for him and how his needs were met perfectly in the Lord's way. We don't always want it the way that we think is best. The Lord's way is always the best way. And tithing is an important work. It helps God accomplish important work here on earth. Going back to the talk from Elder Anderson, he says, "My brothers and sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is out of obscurity, bringing remarkable blessings across the earth. There will be those who cheer us forward and those who do not. I have thought of the words of the wise Gamaliel, who, upon hearing of the miracles of the apostles Peter and John, warned the council in Jerusalem, "Let these men alone, for if this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest ye be found even to fight against God." You and I are part of God's important work upon the earth. It will not come to naught, but will continue to move across the world, preparing the way for the Savior's return. I testify to the words of President Russell M. Nelson, who said, "In coming days, we will see the greatest manifestations of the Savior's power that the world has ever seen. Between now and the time he returns, he will bestow countless privileges, blessings, and miracles upon the faithful." Recently, we paid tithing, my husband and I, and we continue to be in dire straits, as shared last month. However, I need you to know that we were running to pay tithing this month. I had the greatest desire to satisfy this law with the Lord and to give to him, because everything that we have, honestly, has come from him, and we know that and we feel it. The satisfaction in giving the tenth to the Lord this month and trusting in him has given me such a peace that goes beyond this mortal life, that I needed to get back to the business of living instead of wallowing in worry and stress for our future. And that's what paying the tithing, a full tithe, did for me. The church has given $1 billion in charity in just 1 year. And that doesn't even cover the service hours from quorums, members, and our own personal giving that we do in our lives. The Lord has the structure of his kingdom set up perfectly to not only bless us each individually, but to help us taste the joy of blessing others through his power and our faith, imperfect as it may be. It truly works miracles, for he is a God of miracles. And again, I just want to encourage you, if there's anything that you're going to devote your time to and your efforts to, law of tithing needs to be in the top three, if not the top five. Law of tithing, getting to the temple, going to church, you know, partaking of the sacrament worthily. All of these things are going to bless your life in a way that you could not even imagine, because Heavenly Father knows how to bless us perfectly. Remember, he is omniscient and he loves us perfectly. And I'd like to leave you with this. It seems in some way, fashion, or form these days, everyone has trauma in their lives. I started this podcast talking about my own trauma and how I use the gospel to reconcile the heart of it and other difficult matters as I continue to push forward on that path as he has commanded all of us to do. This life is not for wimps, that's for sure, yet I feel wimpy most days. And I want to leave you with my personal testimony that as we live through hard times, poor decisions, and matters that are not of our own making, when we devote our heart and desires to that great Alpha and Omega, he who looks after us with perfect love, we can find the strength to push forward and, dare I say, have moments of overcoming our own personal traumas that we may find in his greatness of love and the infinite atonement that he's given to us that can only come through him, he who is perfect. Paying tithing is one of those ways that we can find strength and have unshakable faith. And I'll leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for stopping by. If this episode has touched you in some way, please feel free to share it. And remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Until next time, stay healthy, stay faithful, and much aloha, love, and God bless. I just wanted to add this to the episode, as I did not go into depth during the episode, but I wanted to share that our tithing funds, what are they used for? And very simply put, these funds are used to build up the church and further the work of the Lord throughout the world. And this is a blessing unto us to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and to be able to do this and support his church. Tithing is the Lord's law of finance for his church. They are donations that are always used for the Lord's purposes, which he reveals through a council of his servants. And some of these uses are building and maintaining temples, chapels, and other church buildings, supporting the activities and operations of local church organizations and congregations, as well as supporting the programs of the church, including education and family history research. Tithes, of course, are paid privately, and information about donations is kept strictly confidential. But we do also know from the church newsroom that tithing is used for many good purposes, and as always, it is led by the Lord as he sits at the head of his church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.